Ypsilanti could be getting a new community center. That is, if the Friends of the Ypsilanti Freight House can reach their $50,000 goal by 11:59 Saturday night. For 10 years, the Ypsilanti Freight House has been closed in need of structural, aesthetic, and functional repairs. The Friends of the Ypsilanti Freight House hope that their new crowdsourcing program helps put them over the top in terms of funding for the project. Susan Campbell, Secretary of the Board of Trustees, said the $50,000 will be matched if the goal is reached.
If we raise $50,000, we're getting close, but if we raise $50,000 of matchable monies, then the Michigan Economic Development Corporation will match that $50,000, so we'll end up with $100,000, and that's what we really need.
The final renovations include installing an energy-efficient HVAC system, restrooms and new plumbing to meet city code, a dry, wet fire suppression system for external and internal areas of the building, upgrades to the exterior lighting, and making the building compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. This round of renovations would be the last, finally allowing the Freight House to open.
Renovating the building so that we can get a certificate of occupancy and reopen it for use by the public.
The long-term goal is to make the Freight House a self-sufficient community center, open for public events put on by the City of Ypsilanti, as well as rentable for business meetings, wedding receptions, and any other events people may have. Board member Nicole Porter also looks forward to combining Freight House uses with the proposed light rail system, increasing business in Ypsilanti.
I think it will also help bring business into Depot Town. As people are stopping, there may be people who park there and take the train and then come back in and utilize the businesses downtown.
Those looking to give toward the goal can do so by going to www.ipsyfreighthouse.org and clicking the blue donate button, or they can drop off a donation at Visual Compass Web Design at their office at 19 East Cross Street in Depot Town. Daniel Long, 89.1 WEMU News.